Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara and Sota Daf Tezvav. We're ready, Baruch Hashem, 15, 16, 17 lines down from Tezvav and Aleph, and that's where we're going to begin, where we pick up quoting the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos V'chule. The Mishnah had said that every mincha, seeming to make it an overall 100% statement, every mincha that is brought must have shemen added to it, and also lavona, frankincense. It has to have oil and frankincense added to it. More questions is, really? The chol ha-minochos, tuno, shemen, lavona? Is there no exception to the rule? Every single mincha has to have shemen and lavona? What about vayika mincha schote? What about the mincha schote? What is the mincha schote? So this is a type of carbon known as a chatas ole v'yored. There are certain types of chatas that a person, if he's wealthy, he brings an animal. Other situations where he has to bring that animal, if he's not so wealthy, he's allowed to bring two birds. And if he's very, very poor, dali dalos, then he's allowed to bring a flower offering, which is even less expensive. And Rashi, Dibra Maschil, Mincha Schot, he tells us that this is bo al chet of one of the three possibilities, the metame mikdosh. He enters into Beis HaMikdosh when he's tameh, ushvuas edus. He doesn't give testimony that he had. He denies that he was able to give the testimony, but he really could. Ushvuas bitoy. And he makes a certain type of shvua that is known as the shvuas bitoy. All of these, if he transgresses these, he has to go and bring a chatas. Ideally, he should bring an animal. If he's poorer, he brings two bird offerings. If he's very, very poor, dali dalos, so then he brings the mincha. That's what we're talking about here. The mincha that this person brings is not brought with shemen and is not brought with lavona. As the pasuk says, the Rachmon Amar, lo yosima leo shemen, lo yitena leo lavona. So how can you tell me in our Mishnah that every mincha has oil and every mincha has lavona? You see that the mincha schote, this carbon chatas olive yoreit, that a very poor person has to bring, so it doesn't have shemen, it doesn't have lavona. Somebody says, no. What the Mishnah said was as follows. The Mishnah gave us a general statement that yes, almost all of the carbon minchas that are brought have to have shemen and they have to have lavona. And as well, they almost all come from wheat and they all come from finely sifted flour. Those are the three characteristics that the psukim tell us applies to almost all carbonos mincha that are brought. Again, shemen and lavona, number one. Number two, it has to come from wheat. And number three, it has to be finely sifted. It has to be what we call soulless. So when the Mishnah said this, this is what the Mishnah meant to tell us. These three characteristics. Number one, shemen and lavona. Number two, that it comes from wheat. And number three, that it's finely sifted. It's soulless. So all of these are normally applicable. However, there are two exceptions to the rule. Or actually, several exceptions to the rule. Minchas chote, that carbon olive yored that we just mentioned, but for one of the three reasons, so afa pisha'eino tuna shemen lavona, even though it doesn't have a requirement of having oil added to it or having frankincense added to it, nevertheless, it comes with the other two characteristics, bo min achitim, has to come from wheat, ubo solos, has to come from very finely sifted flour. Then you have the minchas omer, that's the carbon that would be brought mirtz Hashem this year. Again, I'm dictating this before Pesach still. Yes, Hashem, this year we should be bringing the carbon omer on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael on the base HaMikdash HaBnuyah on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. So that minchas omer that is brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that doesn't come from wheat. It comes from barley. There's an exception to this rule. However, it's so finely sifted that this barley is considered very high quality barley. So therefore, it is acceptable. And it comes specifically from barley, as the psukim tell us. And tu'una shemen ulavona, but it does require the shemen and lavona added to it. And it has to come very, very, very finely sifted. Ubo geres, it's very, very finely sifted. So it has two of the three characteristics. It has the shemen and lavona. It has the extreme fine sifting. And it doesn't have the wheat requirement that all the other menachos have. Almost, except for the mincha sota. Bizu, the mincha sota, it has missing more than one, it's missing all of these characteristics. Number one, ein atuda lo shem lo lavona. The mincha sota doesn't have any oil and any frankincense. Number two, it comes from barley. Uba min asari, it doesn't come from wheat. And number three, uba kemach, it comes coarse flour, it's not finely sifted. And now the Gemara will discuss a little bit more about why the mincha sota comes the way it does. Tanya, we learned the following bright, so I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon tells us, bedinu. Technically, the halacha should have been shetei minchas chote tuuna shem lavona, that the person who's a very poor person, he's the dali dalos, and he committed one of those three transgressions that we just mentioned before. Either he entered into the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei, or he knew edus to somebody and he denied knowing it, or he made a shuas bitoy. So in all of these situations, so he's obligated to bring an animal. If he's poor, he brings two birds, and if he's very, very poor, he brings the flour offering. In this situation, there's no reason why he shouldn't have to add shemen and lavona to his flour offering. Shelo yechoti niskar. He shouldn't gain from the fact that he's a chote. We're giving him a dispensation not to add things to it. He shouldn't gain because he is a sinner. As Rashi says, Everybody else has to bring Shemen Levona. We should let this sinner, he's bringing this because of a sin, we should let him have not to bring the Shemen Levona? No, how come we don't? Why don't we make him go and put the Shemen Levona? Because Shloye Karban Umhuda, because he's a sinner, and we don't want his Karban Mincha to look nice. It shouldn't be a nice offering, so therefore we make it a very paltry, a very basic offering without oil and without frankincense. And technically, the same reasoning should apply. Ubedinhu shetei chatos chaylev tuna nesochem. Chatos chaylev, Rashi reminds us, is the word that we use for a person who's chayv a regular korban chatos. He does a sin for which you chayv koritz, or for which you be chayv mises based in. He does it accidentally, so you bring a chatos. And the classical example of this is if you eat chaylev or you eat dam. So it's always called a chatos chaylev. That's because the pasuk says, kol chaylev chol dam lo sochlu, and then right next to it, it tells us the parsha of the chatos. So therefore, a regular chatas is always referred to as a chatas chelav. It means any chatas that you bring. So technically, also, bedinu should take chatas chelav to nisochem. Technically, we should have to bring nisochem. That's the various types of libations that you bring along when you bring a carbon shlomim, for example. So the standard nisochem that you should have to bring for a carbon like a shlomim should also be brought by a regular chatas carbon. But the rabbi said, don't do that. The Torah says, don't do that. But then, who should take chatas chelav to nusachem? Shlo yechoti nesko. Because again, why should the guy not have to bring all these wine and oil libations that are normally brought with a shlomim? Why don't you bring them by a chatas? So the answer is, v'bnei ma'ena tu'una, shlo yehei karbanu muhuder. Again, because the Torah doesn't want this carbon to be a fancy, nice carbon. The guy's a sinner. He did something wrong. Albeit inadvertently, he should have been more careful, though. And therefore, he's a sinner, so we don't want his carbon to be a fancy, nice carbon. So therefore, we don't make it come with the libations, the wine and the flour libations that a normal carbon shlomim comes with. However, that's true for a chatas, it's brought because of a sin. Avol chataso shel metzora, the ashamo, the asham and the chatas that a metzora brings are not brought because of a sin, therefore, tu'unim nisachem, we do bring the basic libations, the flour and wine libations that come along. So, with carbon shlomim, so those are brought, the oil, the flour, the wine, that come with the carbon shlomim, which don't come with a chatas chaylev, but they do come with the chatas or the asham that a metzora has to bring. Lefisha ein boyin alchei, because the metzora isn't bringing these korbanos, his chatas and his asham aren't brought because he did a sin. They're brought to allow him to go and eat from the korbanos in the future because he's a mechusar kippur. More questions this, I already gave you a little bit the answer, the more questions that you need. Is the Mitzvah's Chatas and Oshim not brought because of a sin? After all, B'homer, Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Reb Yonason, Reb Shmuel Nachmeni said to Reb Yonason, that Al Shiva Dvarim Negoim Ba'im Mechule. The Gemara elsewhere tells us in Menachos that in fact, the Mitzvah, he had done one of seven sins that caused him to get his Tzaras. For example, he was Motzi Shemra, and that gave him Tzaras, the word Mitzvah, Motzi Shemra. So that's the classical paradigm for why a person got Tzaras. So how can you tell me that the Chatas and the Asham of the Mitzvah aren't brought because of sins? And therefore, we bring the libations, the wine, the flour, and the oil libations with them, like we do with the Karbon Shlomim, but isn't it brought because of a sin? Shmuel says, no. Hasam minigay hu d'ichaperle. The nega that he gets, that's his kapara for doing the sins that he did, that it became a metzora. Why does he bring a carbon then? Kimaisi carbon, the purpose of bringing the chatas and the asham of the metzora is, as I mentioned, he's a mechusar kippurim. He has gone through the entire process, but in order for him to be from kachim, he has to go and bring his korbanos. So lishtaruye bekachim, who the Kormaise? The reason he brings his chatas and his asham is to allow him to go and eat kachim. And therefore, it's not brought directly as a result of the sin. It's a fact that it's brought to allow him to eat kachim. So therefore, it does come with all the wine, the oil, and the flour libations. Elamayat, the Gemara says, chatas nazir teitun nesachim. So then the chatas of a nazir should also then be required to have the wine, flour, and oil libations coming with it. Lefish en abal chayt. But it doesn't. It doesn't have those libations. The chatas of the nazir doesn't have those libations. So how come it doesn't have the nesachim? After all, it's also not brought because of a sin. It's also brought to allow him to go eat korbanos. So Rav says no, because Rabbi Shimon holds. So look, Rabbi Elazar kapar. He holds like Rabbi Elazar kapar. Domer nazir nami chotiyu. That a nazir is a sinner. As we learned the Gemara in Nazir not that long ago, that if a person accepts upon himself the zeros for 30 days and then becomes tamei, so then the person may have misgivings about I have to go through the entire Naziris process again because he didn't tell me to my smace. Let's say he did 25 days in Naziris, then he became tell me to my smace. So those 25 days are gone. He has to start all over again. So the person made a charata, and therefore it's a sin that he is now bringing his carbon. It's a little bit like bringing Chulun Bazar, because even though technically he is going through it again, he's regretting it. That's one understanding. The other understanding was that he was Mazir Aslam and Ayayin. The simple understanding is that he restricted himself from having wine, and that is a sin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us wine to enjoy in the proper way, the proper time, and this person restricted upon himself. So therefore, this is the Shita of Rav Elazar Kapar, that he's considered a Chote to a certain respect, and Rav Shimon holds like this as well. Tosus points out that he directly holds like this. It's not that he holds within the Shita of Rav Elazar Kapar. He also holds like this, but it's known as the Shita of Rav Elazar Kapar. Okay. The Mishnah then continues and is quoted, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Kishem V'chule, Rabbi Gamliel says that just like she acted like a behemoth, so her offering is an offering that is behemoth food, barley as opposed to wheat. Tani, we learned in another braisa, Amalin Rabbi Gamliel L'chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel told the Chacham, listen, Sofrim, you great Tamid Chachamim, another kinoy, an expression we use for the Tamid Chacham and Sofrim, they're constantly counting. So there's 39 melachos there, Arba Ovitz Nezikin, there's at the beginning of Yamos, there are 15 women that are tsaros, under certain situations they do undergo yibum, they don't undergo yibum, machlos, we still the shabbat, so the rabbis are constantly counting. That's why they're called sofrim. In any event, he told his colleagues, the chaverim, sofrim, hanichuli, give me an opportunity, vedrishena kimin chomer, and I'll darshan for you a beautiful idea. Chomer, Rashi tells us, is something known as a button. What does it mean, a button? It's a golden button, who shows off, the chos mimbo shnei tzavare chaluk linoi. So this was basically used to go and connect the two sides of a cloak. So you'd have this golden button, which is an adornment to the garment, that you would go wrap around the string from one to the other to keep it close. So in this situation, you would have a very precious thing. So Rabbi Gamliel tells his colleagues, he says, listen, let me tell you a beautiful vart. And I compare it to like a golden button that a person wears. Tosus has Pius Rabbi Hillel, Margulis. This is a pearl. This is a very special type of a jewel or a diamond. Alternatively, because there are other definitions, they all go along with the same idea that it means something precious. In other words, let me tell you a great vart. And we turn to Tezvav Amud Beis. That which we said, the Shamele, Rabbi Meir, the Karma, that which we have, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, he hechiloso, ma'adani olo, mufikoch, korbano, machal bema, that which we, Rabbi Meir's opinion was, that the reason why she brings barley is because, mida kenege mida, she fed her adulterer these really special, delicious foods in order to seduce him, so therefore, mida kenege mida, we now give a very, very plain and simple animal type of food as her korban. She tried to seduce him with this really fancy food, so we bring on her behalf this basic animal food. So therefore, Rav Meir says, this is the reason why the mincha sota is of barley. However, Gamliel said that works out great if she's rich. She was able to cook him filet mignon. She was able to go and make him really, really fancy foods. No, what happens if the sota was a poor lady? So she gave him Cheerios. So why is that mida kenege mida that she brings a barley mincha? So Rabbi Gamliel's saying, therefore, Elo, kishim shemaseha maaseh behema, since she acted like an animal that doesn't have fidelity to a husband, an animal will mate with anybody. So therefore, kach korbano machal behema. So too, her carbon, therefore, is an animal fodder carbon. Okay. Next Mishnah, this tells us now the process of the actual drinking of the Mesota. Maybe piole shel cheres. They would go bring piole. Rashi tells us is a word that means a kos shel mayim. They would bring a cup, and it was made out of earthenware. It was a very plain, simple cup. The opinion of the Tanakama in our Mishnah is it doesn't have to be new. It just has to be nice. It can't be dirty, as we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see that the Rebbe opinion, Rebbe Shmuel, says no, it has to be brand new. But in our Mishnah, we just have the opinion of the Tanakama that you bring a earthenware cup, and you fill it with water. You take water from the kiyar, because that was the place that the kiyar was made from the makeup mirrors that the women used to have in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked that the women were bringing these makeup mirrors to go make the kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash. And he said, this is pasnish. And the Kosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is the way. The Noshim Tzidkanios are the reason that you got out of Mitzrayim, that Tachas Tapuach Araticha, that they kept the men from being depressed and from being giving up all hope. So they use these mirrors to go and tell the husbands, listen, who's prettier, you or me? And they would seduce their husbands. They make their husbands want to have relations with them, even though they were so depressed and so had given up hope. So therefore, this makeup mirrors that the women used were bedavka, the things that the kiyar was made from, and therefore the mefarshim say bedavka, that's where they took the mayim from the kiyar, to show the difference between the sota and the righteous women who got us out of Mitzrayim. In any event, they would take from this kiyar, they would take, according to the Tanakama, chatzi log, a half of a log of water, and put it into this poyole shel cheres, into this cup, earthenware cup. Reuda disagrees. Reuda Omer, Revius. They only took a Revius worth of water, and the Mishnah tells us why is his Shita lower? Because Kishem Shemamayed Birsav, Kachemayed Bemayed. Very practical. He says that there were less words that were erased. They'll have a machlokas later in the Masechta as to how many words actually were erased in order to go and make the Mei Sota. So there were Shitas that say that there were more words that were erased than the Psukim, and others say no, there are less words erased. Rav Yehuda was the Shita that had the minimal amount of words to be erased. Therefore, it makes sense that he should have a smaller share of water that was necessary. In any event, that's the way the Mishnah tells us to remember the Shita of Rehud that says it's Revius Lo, because he's also the Shita that says less words were erased. Kishem Shemai Bechsav, Kach Mai B'mai. Fine. Mishnah continues and says, Nichnas Lehecho, the coin who's doing this process goes into the Hecho, Ufon Aliyamin, and he turns to the right. Bedavka to the right, as the Gemara will explain, because all turns that you make are to the right. And therefore, they set up that the earth that he would have to add to the water is going to be specifically on the right. There was a special place over there. It was a tile. The whole floor of the Heichal was marble tiles. So they had one tile there that was Amma al Amma. It was one Amma by one Amma. It was a square. And the Tavla Shoshayish Vitabaz Hoysor Kivua Ba. There was a like a hook or ring on top of it that you could lift up that was attached to this marble tile. And they would go and be able to pick up this tile. And underneath it, there was dirt. And Kishumakbiyah, when you would lift it up, the coin would go and take, Minotel Ofor Mitachtel. He would go and take some of the dirt that was under there. The Gemara will discuss exactly whether it was loose dirt, whether it was dirt that was added there, did he dig it up or not. So the Gemara will discuss all this, but he takes some dirt that was underneath this tile that was specifically to the right as you entered into the Hechel. And then he would take this dirt, Benosin Kidei Sheyiroa Alamayim. We just add a little bit so it could be visible on top of the water. Not in the water, it didn't dissolve in the water. They just put a little bit on top of the water based upon the following parts. Shenema, Umina Afar Sheyiroa Bakarka HaMishkan. From the dirt that was specifically in the Karka Mishkan. We'll darshan this all out in the Gemara. What does it mean, Min Afar Sheyiroa? And then it says Bakarka Mishkan. We'll darshan that out. So Yikacha Kohen, Benosan El HaMoyim. He puts it on top of the water, not Le Moyim, in the water, or Ba Moyim. So we'll darshan this out. It means you just put a little bit of dirt on top of the water. Gemara starts off and tells us, Tana, we learn the Braisa that Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Tanakama of our Mishnah said that you just have to bring a nice piyola shulcheres, but it doesn't have to be brand new. The Braisa says, piyola shulcheres chadasha, dear Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says no, it has to be brand new, it can't have been used beforehand. Why? My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's his rationale? So Gomar Kli Mitzorah, because he learns that Xer Rishava from Mitzorah. By Mitzorah, it tells us, Ma Lahalon, Cheres Chadasha. By Mitzorah, it specifically has to be a new Kli. We'll explain in a moment how do we know that. But Avkan, Cheres Chadasha. So too, by the Sota, it has to be a new Kli. It has to be a new earthenware coast. So Gomar says, how do you know by Mitzorah? It has to be a new Kli. V'has mi nolon. So it's based upon Mitzukim, Dechsev. It says, V'shachares Atipor Ho'echos El Kli Cheres. Al Mayim Chayim. We have a hekish over here between the Kli Cheres and Mayim Chayim. So, Ma Mayim Chayim Shlo Nesas Obohem Melocha, just like the Mayim Chayim, it's a spring, and it has to be flowing, and it can't be something that had Melocha done to it. So too, the Kli can't be something that had Melocha done to it. Av Kli Shlo Nesas Obohem Melocha. In other words, it has to be a brand new Kli. So, we want to suggest that Rabbi Shmuel has the hekish over here between the Mayim Chayim and the Kli to teach us that both of them have to be brand new, so to say, can't have any work done with it. Shmuel says, so then, so then, the Mitzorah needs to have Mayim Chayim. So then, according to Rabbi Shmuel, are you telling me that the Sota has to be filled up with Mayim Chayim? That doesn't seem to have been stated in the Mishnah. Shmuel says, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel, Hachanami, 100%. That's exactly correct. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Sota's water is Mayim Chayim. It came from the Kiyar. So this is Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, Mei Kiyar. Rabbi Yochanan says that the waters of the Kiyar is a Machlokes. How they came about. Where did the waters from the Kiyar come? The Amar Yochanan, Mei Kiyar, is a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mei Mayon Hain. Rabbi Shmuel says that they are spring water that was put into the Kiyar. Now, obviously, in the Kiyar, it's a container. It's no longer flowing, but it came, Bedavka, from a spring. Whereas the opinion of the Chachamim Omer, no, Mishra Mei Mosheim, you can take any type of water. It doesn't have to come from a Mayon. So, therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, Lishitaso, he compares the Hekish, the Mayim Chaim, of the Mitzorah to the Kli of the Mitzorah, and therefore, both of them have to be unworked on, never had work done to them, in other words, new. And, in fact, yeah, the Mei Sota has to have the same characteristic. It has to be a new utensil, and it has to come from Mei Mayan. Gemara says, wait a second, Ikel Mifrach, we could still slug this up. We don't like this answer as to why Rabbi Shmuel says that the Mei Sota has to be put into a pilot Shecheres Chadosh, because Ma'ale Mitzora, the reason why the Mitzora has these requirements is because it has additional requirements, Ton Eitz, Erez, Vezo, Vishdisolas, it has all these other requirements to do the sprinkling of the Mitzora, and we don't find that by the Sota, so therefore, that's why a mitzvah has the requirement of a kli chadosh and mayim chayim. But who says that that applies to the sota as well? So the Gemara says, Taka, that's right. But we have another reason why Rishmo says that the sota has to be payoli shecheres chadosha, amar rabba, amar krob, kli cheres. The pasuk tells us that it has to be with the kli cheres, which means kli shamayti l'chokvar. This is telling us that it's a kli that is also mentioned elsewhere, such as by the mitzvah. And by the mitzvah, we definitely prove that it has to be a new kli. So too, this kli also, by the sota, has to be a new kli. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel learns it. Again, the Tana of our Mishnah disagrees. Amar Rava, Rava tells us, lo shanu ela shelo nis'ak b'panav, but even the Tana of our Mishnah says, it doesn't have to be a new kli, but it can't be a blackened kli. It can't be a kli that has so much dirt on it that it's not considered a nice kli. Abul nis'ak b'panav, the Tana Kama agrees that if it's blackened, the kli is not a nice looking kli, so then it's posel, psulin, it's no good. Even where he allows a non-brand new kli to be used, but it has to be a nice kli. My time, what's the rationale of the Tanakam of a Mishnah? Dumi the mind has to be like the waters. My mayim shalo nishtanu, av kli shalo nishtanu. So just like the water has to be clean water, so too, the kli has to be a clean kli. By Rava. Rava asks, however, nis'akmu v'hechziron l'toch kivshon eish v'nislabnu mahu. Rava asks the following question. You're right. According to the Tanakam of a Mishnah, there has to be a nice kli. Okay, it was originally a nice kli, but now it got black. So the glass maker over here, the earthenware maker over here, he goes and sticks it back into the kivshon, and he makes it beautiful again. So is this considered good? Nislabnu. It was blackened, but now it became lavan. Mahu. Is this good? Do we say, mi amrinon kivan de idchu? Idchu. Once this kli was no good when it became black, that's it. It's forever no good. And it can't be used, even if it's not whitened. Odilma, we say, no, kivan da hador, hador. Since it came back and now is a nice-looking kli, it can be used again. So what if a day ago it was black and it couldn't be used? Right now it's white and it can be used. So what's the answer? Toshma, we bring a right from the following brisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Eitz Erev Ezovishni Solas, Shehivshil Bohen Kupaso Liachorov. Let's say a person was going to take the Eitz Erev Ezovishni Solas to do the sprinkling, and he put it over his shoulder and it got bent. So it's psulin. It's no good. When it's over his shoulder, it's bent, but after he takes it off his shoulder, it's going to straighten out. And we said it's psulin. So therefore, it looks like we've asked and answered the question. If it was once black, and even though right now it's white, it's no good, because just like the Eitzereves overseas solas, if they were once bent, even though they're now restored to their normal shape, they're no good. So that's the answer. Someone says, lav davka, hosom, in the case with the eight areas, they don't see solas. The reason why they're possible is because the iklufe, because some of the bark, so to say, on the eight areas was removed. So therefore, it didn't return back to the way that it was. But if you're able to go and return it, the kli, this pioli shocheris, to the way it originally was, the nislabnu, so then it would be good. So therefore, you don't have a riot from here. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, Nichlas lahechel funnily mina v'chule, the coin enters into the hechel and he turns to the right. Why bedavka to the right, my timer? The omamar, kopino shatapone, lo you, ella derech yomim. Because we always turn to the right. When a coin went up the ramp to the Mizbeach, so you always turn to the right. When we take out a Sefer Torah from the Aron, you go up on the right, you come down on the, when you're facing the Kahal, you're coming down on the right again, on that side. And when you circle, you always circle right. We do hakopos, we do hoshanas, you always turn to the right. This is a general rule, kopino shatapone, lo you ella derech yomim. So that's the proper way to do this. Now, one could ask the question, well, the reason why you went to the right was that because that's where the dirt was. That's where that marble tile was that had the handle on it to lift it up. So the answer that the Mepharshim give is because they bedavka put it on the right because you should get to it as fast as possible. And if they put it on the left, they'd have to go to the right and make a circle and come around to the left. Therefore, they bedavka put it on the right, so it would be the first thing that you would reach because kopino shatapone, lo you ella derech yomim. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, there was this tile there that was an Amma by an Amma, and they would go and put the lift up the tile and take the dirt from there. As the Pasuk said, they would take Min Ha'ofar Asher Yeh Bikarka HaMishkan, and that's what should be done. Now we have a couple of words there, Asher Yeh, and it says Bikarka HaMishkan. So you take the dirt that was there, that was in the Karaka Mishkan. So there are extra words here. The Brisa darshens them as follows. The pasuk says, "Min ofer shayyeh." If it had only said "min ofer shayyeh" and didn't add the words "bikarka mishkan," I would have said "yocho yisakein mi bachutz v'yachnes." I would have said you're allowed to go and take dirt from the outside and just bring it in. Once it's inside the heichal, so now it's ofer shayyeh. It's dirt that's there. Talmud Omer. That's why the pasuk says b'karka mishkan. It has to be b'davka from the karka mishkan. So you should take the dirt from underneath that tile. No, if you just said b'karka mishkan, just say the words mina offer b'karka mishkan. You know what it would have said. If you just said b'karka mishkan yochol yarpar yachpar b'kardumos, I would say that you have to dig it up b'davka from there. Not take loose dirt, but you have to go dig it up from there. If there's no loose dirt there, Talmud Omer. I say yeah. No, the Tana over here is telling us in this brisa that if there is no loose dirt there, so bring in loose dirt from the outside. Don't start digging up in the base of English in the Heichal. Don't start digging up. Bring in loose dirt from the outside and place it over there, as Rashi says. Asher Yeh will be over there. Bekarka Mishkan. Okay, so that's how you do this. Yesham Havei. If there is dirt from there, so go take it. If there's Ofer Tichuach, so go take that Ofer Tichuach from there. But if there's not, Ein Sham, Ten Sham, then bring it from the outside, put it there for some period of time, and then take the dirt from there. So that's why the Pasuk has both the words, Min Ofer Asher Yeh, Bekarka Mishkan. That's the Tana of the Brisa. Another Brisa, however, disagrees. Tanya Yidach, in the following Brisa, it doesn't agree with that opinion. It says, Min Ofer Asher Yeh, Vegomer, it brings the same Pasuk, and it says, what does it mean, Min Ofer Asher Yeh? Milame, Shoya Misaki, Mi Bechotsu Machnis. It says, Yubidavka, bring it in from the outside. And you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, and you use the dirt in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was brought in from the outside. Why does it say B'karka Mishkan? So Yisi Ben Yehuda Omer, Yisi Ben Yehuda tells us the words B'karka Mishkan are coming to Darshan, Lavi Karkin. We turn to Tezayin with Aleph, and we'll learn the Girsa that we have, to come to be Marbe, Shilo, Nov, V'givon, Ubeis Olamim. This is coming to teach us all the places where we had Mishkan. We had the Mishkan in the first 14 years that we entered into Eretz Yisrael. It was in Gilgal, and then the Mishkan was permanently in Shiloh for 369 years, and then went to Nov V'Givon for another 57 years, and then the Beis HaMikdash was built to Beis Olamim. So it's coming to teach us that the same process that applied in the Mishkan also applied in Shiloh, Nov, Givon, and Beis Olamim. That's what Isi Ben Yehuda tells us. That's the Girsa that we have. Rashi doesn't have this Girsa. Rashi can be better understood by reading the Top Tosos. Top Tosos says, Rashi Gores Lohavi Karka Beis Olamim. That we don't have the words Shilo, No, V'Givon. It's just to teach us that just like in the Mishkan, you had to be Mashke the Sota, so too you could also be Mashke the Sota in the Beis Olamim. So Rashi tells us that that's what the words B'Karka Mishkan comes to teach us, because the Beis HaMikdash is not called Mishkan, so therefore it's called Mikdash, and therefore you need a special pasuk B'Karka Mishkan to come to include the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi goes, L'Havi L'Karka Beis Olamim, V'Shibesh HaGirsa Shilo No V'Givon. He doesn't have the Girsa that we have Shilo No V'Givon. Mishum De No V'Givon Ein Mashkin B'Hem Sotos. Rashi says that in No V'Givon they weren't Mashke the Sotos, only in Shilo were they Mashke the Sotos. Why? Because No V'Givon had the status of being a Bama Gedola. Mishum Da'Havi Minchas Yochid Shein Kavua Lo Zman. And this didn't have a definitive time to be brought and wasn't allowed to be brought in Nov and Givon. So the sheet of Rashi is that you couldn't bring the Minchas Sota in both Nov and Givon, and you could only bring it in Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash. Tosus disagrees, and it goes through reasons why one could argue with Rashi, but in any event, those are the two Girsas that we have over here. So clearly, Isi Ben Yehuda disagrees with the Tana of our Brisa that says the dirt had to be from that spot inside the Heichal, and if it wasn't there, you brought it in from the outside and placed it over there. He says, no, it could be even brought in from the outside, l'chatchila. But Isi ben Menachem, he agrees with the Tana of our Brisa. Isi ben Menachem omer, no, ein otzorich. It wasn't necessary to include the Beis HaMikdash because we have a Kal v'chomer that the Beis HaMikdash certainly could be Mashke Sota. Because Uma b'tumakala lo cholak ha-kosov, by tumakala, the same din applied in Shiloh and in the Beis HaMikdash, that you weren't allowed to enter into each of them. It's called tumakala because it was, quote, only kares. It wasn't a chi of Mises based in. So, b'tumas eishas ish, chamur lo koshke. We're going to kill this woman if she's a Sota by drinking the Mei Sota. So that's a more chomerdika din, a more chomerdika type of tumah. And therefore, if that applied in the Mishkan in Shiloh, it certainly would apply in the Beis HaMikdash. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me, Isi ben Menachem says, that the din of Sota applies in the Beis HaMikdash. So no, then, imkei ma tamad lomim b'karka mishkan, so what do we need the extra words? Ah, that's the drush that we had in the Brisa, shlo yavi mito kupaso, that you shouldn't just bring it in a box. Now, if there's no dirt there, we said you bring it from the outside and you place it over there, but you just can't take dirt that you brought in from the outside without having placed it over there on that spot in the Heichal where the tile was. This is a very good breakpoint. With this, we conclude today's share.